Thank you for calling. This is Tom.
Hi, Tom. This is Sally Chapman.
Hey.
How are you?
Sally, how are you? Thank you for calling back.
I'm pretty good, but I'm a little confused, Tom. I went on the website again today. Actually, you know, I had to do my due diligence. I went to the Better Business Bureau to see what your rating, your company rating is.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you guys haven't been rated yet.
Yeah, Better Business Bureau is not there. Yeah, but you can check the Google reviews and you can check the, what is that called? Trustpilot. You can check those reviews. Trustpilot.
Check. Trustpilot. How long have you guys been in business?
It's been like we've been using a different company's name because a couple of years ago we started with logo designing only. And once we did designing logo, then we started designing the websites. Now we're doing content writing, book writing, and also we're doing the mobile application. So we're quite a design agency right now. So we have, like, changed our name to Orbit Design Agency. It's been, like, three, four years now. So you can simply go ahead and check.
4 years?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Another question or concern is,
please.
You know, like I said, I was on the website this morning. I had
mm-hmm.
a few minutes. And the package that you offered me for $500 is listed on your website for $399.
It must be a new promotion. And what page you're looking at? Can you come again and visit the website, please?
I'm looking at the homepage. I'm on the homepage, I guess.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. I'm not asking, like, it's just you're still on the phone. Like, are you still on that page?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Orbit Design Agency. You know, matter of fact, Natalie just clicked in again.
Okay. Can you refresh the page? Because I cannot see you, like, online here. Because I can monitor.
Okay.
Yeah. If you can refresh the page. Okay, now you're here. Now I'll send you a message. Hi. Did you see it?
And there you are. Thomas, join the chat. Yeah. So
yes.
When you scroll down, there's
mm-hmm.
the package, $3.99.
Okay, and the five-page website, five stock photos, is it professional?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, okay, let me explain. So if you scroll down and look at the professional website package, the first thing that
mm-hmm.
you see, five stock photos, then five pages website, and down below, you don't see any additional payment plans. So, like, would you like to, like, add the payment integration onto the website? Let's say the client is coming on your website, and do you want your client?
I'm sorry, can you back up? You're talking a little fast for me. You say I don't see any additional payment plans. What do you mean by that? Because I don't see that on your list of benefits that you gave me on my email yesterday. Mm-hmm. I have the email on one screen, and I have this your web page on another. So what are
yes.
you talking about? Additional
yeah, if you open,
plans?
Yeah, if you open up my email, I sent you the package.
I got it open, baby.
Yeah, down below, I gave you a payment plan of like $300 upfront and $200 once you're satisfied.
Oh,
right?
So you're charging me an extra $100 for a payment plan?
No. Yes, because if you want to pay in full, so that's why, like, there's $100 additional, and when you get the payment plan. Usually the payment is up front. That's, like, all for all of the clients. Like, the payments below $2,000 or our payments up front, and you wanted a simply payment plan, so I simply offered you that.
No. You offered me, you know, we're not even going to talk like that. We're not
mm-hmm.
even going to discuss it. All I know is that this is the same package for $3.99.
It is.
So,
it is.
All right. So if I decide,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm getting the same benefits for $399 as opposed to $500.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a big difference for me. It's $100 difference, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I mean,
definitely.
Yesterday you told me, yeah, pay up front. I can pay it all up front for $500, or if I wanted to pay half down, it would be $250, and then the other $250 would be owed. So I'm a little confused. I like your first response. Oh, they must be having a special.
So, what would you like to do? Let's say if I give you an option of $399, let's say $400, would you be able to pay $300 up front and $100 later?
That's possible, yes.
Okay. If that is possible, then I can minimize the costs. Instead of $500, I'll make it $399. But the main concern, like in our policy, is the client, like in this package, the client needs to pay at least like $300 upfront. So that's why it was increased. But if you can provide me your zip code, I can simply go ahead and get you additional discount for today, which I can apply on your next payment. So instead of $200, it will be $100. Like, I'm not sure. You need to provide me your zip code, and let me check that real quick. Can you type that into chat, please?
Oh, my zip code.
Yeah. Zip code from Pennsylvania.
No, I'm in Delaware, babe.
Okay. Okay.
1972.
All right. Got it.
And then I have another question.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
So, this says that, so what happens after a year? Because I saw something in here where you quote it for 1 year. What does that mean? What happens after the year? Okay, there it is up top. Your entire website, we are prepared to design the entire website for you in light of most recent upgrade. We will additionally manage your entire website for the next year. So what happens after that? Can you explain?
Yeah, sure. The first thing is that you're getting a free maintenance for the next 1 year. It's like later down the road, for the next 1 year from now on, if you have any problems with the website, if you need any updates or any revisions or any sort of stuff that you need or any thing that you need to add to your website, we'll do it for free, of course, for the next 1 year. But after that, you need to... Yeah, after that, if you need to purchase a maintenance, like you need us to maintain your website, so you would have to pay like $300 to $400 per year for the maintenance of the website. If not, we will provide you the credentials of the website, and you can simply go ahead and take over and manage the website yourself. So, like, you have two options after 1 year.
Okay, good. I was wondering if I could manage it myself.
Of course you can.
Okay.
You
all
can
right.
get the credentials like right after the website goes live too. It's up to you. It's nothing like that. You have to like take the credentials after 1 year. It's nothing like that. If you want, once the website is ready, live, you can take the credentials from us.
Okay. All right. But and still maintain the free maintenance for up to 1 year.
Yeah.
Right?
Not up to. That is exactly 1 year.
Okay. Yeah. Now... So tell me what happens next. I have my website is opened or established through GoDaddy. So what happens next? If I decide to pay you this $300 today, what happens next?
This, once you pay us, we will send you an internet questionnaire, which you need to fill out. So that question's like that I told you yesterday. About
more
information. So that is the first step that we'll start working on it. And based on your provided information, my team will design a couple of layouts for you, like just a layout, like how your website would look in a JPEG format. So once you approve it, then we start working on the inner pages. Once everything is about to go live and ready, then on your GoDaddy website that you have, like the name that you have purchased, your website could go live on that name. Simple.
Okay. And how long will this take?
Probably a couple weeks. Let's say within 48 hours, you'll get to receive the initial look of the site. And like if you're in correspondence with us on a daily basis, like maximum 7 to 8 weeks, I would say, we can finish this website for you. So probably before 7 to 8. Like that depends.
7 to 8 weeks? I thought you just said a couple of weeks.
So, like two couple. How soon do you need it? How soon do you need it? You tell me.
I needed it yesterday, but 7 to 8 weeks. 2 weeks is
all right.
Is doable. Seven
all right.
To
let
eight
me.
Weeks is not. I'm like, well, I'm getting ready for the new year. Huh?
Let me ask you for 2 weeks then, 2 to 3 weeks, because 48 to 72 hours would take for the initial design of the site, and then if you're in correspondence with us on a daily basis and you're applying to us on a daily basis, applying to the feedback, my team, like, they'll be working for you, because I'm giving you a dedicated team who will be working with you only on your project. so they can finish out as soon as they can. So usually what happens is, like, that's a habit. Like, clients are not able to talk with us on a daily basis. So that's why the project delays. But if you, like, are speaking to us on a daily basis and replying back to us on time and providing us the feedback and the heads up, so we can try our best to finish this project, like, within 2 to 3 weeks at the most. Because there is a step-by-step work that we follow. It's not like that you pay us today and we come back to you after 2-3 weeks giving you the final project. No, it's not like that. You come to us today, then you speak to the team, tell them what you have in your mind, what's your vision about the business, what you're thinking, have you ever had a website experience before, and some things like this. You discuss this with your project manager. And within 48 hours of that, 48 to 72 hours, sorry, you'll get to receive the initial look. That is the first step when it's completed. Then you approve it if you like it. Let's say you don't like it, so we would require another 2 days to revise it.
Right.
So the 3 days converted into 5 days. So that's the thing. So we cannot commit, like, the exact number, but I would say 2 to 3 weeks would be enough
right.
for us to work under it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. 2 to 3 weeks I can handle. I understand. But
yeah.
I start a business, what is the difference between, I'm looking at your rate,
mm-hmm.
what's the difference, and I know the answer is 4 pages, but
mm-hmm.
why would I need 5 pages for my photo booth business? What?
Because let's say you're on like a photo booth website. A photo booth website, what it needs. First, it needs a home page. Then, like you do the rentals too, right?
Yes, I do rentals.
And the second page, it will be a rental page, like what sort of photo booths that you provide. Let's say 360 photo booth or gift photo booth or glam booth or anything like that. So these are like the different pages that would fall down. Then other page would be like get like a reserve or book an appointment page. Then the fourth page would be the contact us page. And if you have a gallery section where you can display the booth, so there will be another page for it. So the eventually the client, like I'm giving you 5 pages right now, but I'm quite sure that you will end up having 7 pages. And we'll provide you an additional 2 pages for free in case you need it.
Okay.
So that's why
all
I
right.
offer to do that.
Okay. Okay, that clarifies that for me. I understand. Because, you know, when you the examples that you gave me of the websites that you designed
if you look at those examples too, then you'll see the number of pages that they have. Like, you can check all
they
of
are,
them.
I am scrolling. Yes. Through. Okay. I got you. I did that. Okay. So this is what we're going to do.
Yes, ma'am. And let me just, like, simply go ahead and send you the updated pricing. So 300 would be upfront and 100 once you're satisfied. And
okay,
I'll send you
that
in the
email. Send me that.
Updated costs, 300 upfront, 100 once you're satisfied. Professional website package. Okay, I'll send it to you.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold for a second, okay?
Sure, take your time.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right.
Hi. Yep, we will.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, I'm back. Okay. It looks like we're going to go with you guys.
Okay, that's a good news. Thank you.
We
appreciate
want you
it.
To build our website. We're going to trust that you will do what you have led me to believe that you're going to do. Right?
Definitely. You'll get to speak to your project manager soon, like within 30 minutes from now on. I will let you let him or her give you a call so you can talk to them, whoever is assigned on your project. It will automatically
okay.
be assigned by the computer, like it's not me who will assign this project. So I'll just like upload your information with your name, number, email, about your business. I've already done it before already right now. I just need to collect the payment, forward it to the finance, and they'll do the initial steps for you. So let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, so you sent the new one to me?
Yes, no, I'll just
it.
Go ahead and take your information from you, like the billing information, and forward it to the finance to go ahead and process it. And once I have the confirmation over the same phone call as we speak, and then I will assign your project, and within 30 minutes of that, you'll receive a phone call from your project manager, just a welcome call, I would say. Then we start working on your project, send you the website questionnaire, as I told you, so these steps will begin.
Okay. No problem. Let's
do it. Yeah. So, Ms. Sally Chapman, what card you'll be using for the payment? Is there a credit or a debit?
Yeah. You'll use it as a credit.
Under your name?
Yeah.
Perfect. Is there a Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
It is a Visa.
Let me have the numbers whenever you're ready.
4479.
Mm-hmm.
5402 1098
mm-hmm. 2004. Expiration. 1224. Thank you. It's the expiration. Sorry. And what's the security code on that?
292.
I believe the billing zip code is 19720.
Yeah, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hold up?
Sure.
I want to change the card. I need to put it on a card with a payment to use
you
it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is it under the same name?
Same name, yes, sir.
Sounds
great.
I don't
have anybody else that lets me use their card.
Okay, I'm deleting this card.
This one is a MasterCard.
This one is a Master. Starting from 5, I'm ready.
Okay, 5156.
Mm-hmm.
7878.
Mm-hmm.
3142.
Mm-hmm.
0628.
I got it.
And
I just need to confirm.
That.
No, it's okay. I'm just confirming the first four. That is 5156, right? Not 8.
Yeah, 5156, correct.
Gotcha. What's the expiration on it?
0325.
And the CVV?
016.
Beautiful.
I've tried to make sure I always use one where they pay me. That other one, they don't pay me.
All right, I'm just going ahead, creating the account, and also forwarding the information to the finance. So they'll go ahead and charge it. Under your name, 3, 4.
So I noticed in your terminology, it says the $100 is due once I'm satisfied. When will that be? Are you expecting full payment when the website is done?
Yeah, satisfaction means like at some point, like you're satisfied. Let's say I'm providing you with the design of the site and you're quite satisfied with the work, then if you like to pay in full, like if you like to release the next payment, we would definitely go ahead and appreciate that. So it's something like, so there like people will be asking, coming to
so
you,
I'll
hey, there's a payment due. Yeah.
You have about three weeks.
If you want to release the payment, if you want to release the payment after the first step, you can. If you want to release the payment after the third step, you can.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just talking about trying to get this money together. Okay. All right.
Perfect. If you need anything else, just let me know so I can add it right away. Or that'll be it.
Okay, yeah. I'm good if you're good. Oh, can I ask another question?
Please.
I'm sorry, Tom. But I'm new to this, so early this the more questions I ask, the more educated I am.
Tell me about
this, mobile responsive, what is that? What is that option? It's not something that's available. It is available if I pay for it. So what is that, mobile responsive? Hello, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
You can hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course.
I can hear you now.
Okay. All right, so mobile responsiveness, I would say, is like, let's say your website is not mobile responsive, and websites which are mobile responsive are those pages that have been like reformatted to reproduce like what your experience is on the desktop. Let's say you're looking at a website on a desktop PC. It looks beautiful. It performs amazing. And everything is looks good, but if you open the same website on the mobile phone, if it's not mobile responsive, so it will be glitchy on the phone. So like, everything will be working fine. Like the link will be working fine, but it's not going to perform so good, just like as the desktop. So if it's mobile responsive,
okay,
then your website could be very, very much more smoother than the desktop PC on the mobile responsiveness.
Okay, so that $99, that's a one-time fee?
Yeah, of course, that's a one-time
okay.
fee. No additional charges for
okay.
it.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't annual.
No.
And what about the CMS? What is that?
Well, ma'am, if you like to add both of it, then I'll give you a discount on that too. Because CMS, if I tell you about it, you will be definitely like, hey, I want this. So let me tell you what it is. So CMS is
okay.
a platform, and it's a software. Let's say once the website is ready, Ms. Chapman, and we'll teach you
mm-hmm.
how to use the CMS. And that is used basically for updating and managing the website all on your own. I remember you mentioned that you would love to manage the website all on your own. So if you have this access to the back end of the website, and this is super easy. We will also teach you that how to use this backend control. And it's a very simple way that we teach you about adding or deleting the content, pictures, videos. You can simply drag and drop or copy paste at the backend to make these changes, only if you have the access to the CMS. If you want me to, like I know, it seems quite expensive to you right away, like $149 for the CMS only. So if you want to add these both, I'll just simply go ahead and add that for $200 only. I'll give you a $49 off just from my site. Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we back up for a second? I appreciate the discount. Let's back up for a second. So after the year of your maintaining, or let me ask this, while you're maintaining my website, I call into you during that 365 days or email into you and say, I need this added or this removed. I do that during that year. So at the end of that year, once that's over, I would have to pay this fee or a fee similar to for the CMS in order to have access?
Yes. In order to have access, you
have
to pay for that. Yeah, the credentials that we can provide you, that is something else. Like, you can log into your credentials right away, too, like once the website is live. But you will be finding a lot of problems, like you need coding to change the stuff on the website. With CMS is an alternative way for the clients only to make it easier for them to make these changes to the site. Without a CMS, of course, my developers can make the changes yourself. That's why we give you a 365 days for free maintenance. But if the client wants to do it yourself as an alternative way, let's say, like you have both of the ways. Either you can call us to make the changes or you can simply go ahead and do that yourself if you want an easy way. So you have to pay like $150 for the content management system, that's just CMS. So I think it's not about like taking a lot of money out of your pocket right now. It's just about like giving you an easier way, because this business belongs to you, not to us. So you definitely want to try to make the changes yourself. So if you want that, I can give you a good discount so you can afford it too, and get that done from us. So the CMS will be provided to you like within a couple of weeks once the website is ready and live. So now you decide, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm debating with myself.
I would say if you're like investing some money on the business website right now, like it's just a couple hundred dollars more, but you're getting a very good thing in it. So don't hesitate. Just go ahead and take it.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say, Mark. You know, I mean, Thomas, you know we're in a recession. Did you forget? Oh, let's see. So
chasing it, so you can simply get it done.
How much?
And how much?
So can I take? What's the best discount you can give me? Is only $50 off.
Yes. So $49 would be off. So you would have to pay an additional
$200. Yeah, $50. I always round it up. Keeps it simple for me.
But you're getting a good thing. So like there's the payment that you're paying, whatever you're purchasing, it's coming with 100% money back guarantee. Let's say if you don't like anything at any point, you can get that money back right away. So I'm not going to let that happen, of course. I'm going to provide you the best work possible. But in case if it happens, you can take your money back for sure.
So can I take advantage of the discount today and pay that now I will owe $300 at the end?
I think that's not possible, but let me have a quick word with the costing manager. Can you hold on?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for staying online, ma'am. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ma'am, yeah, you need to pay at least like $450 to like get this done, and later, like you can pay extra. So say the payment is $400, and $400 plus $200, that is $600, right?
Right.
Total is coming up $600. So if you pay down $450, the next payment which will be required, you can pay that whenever you want to. So that's what, like, the costing manager says. I knew it because, like, all of the clients ask us, and the costing manager is like, why do you ask me every time? The client needs to pay more. So only if you allow, we can proceed with it. You're paying $150 more. Like, before
yeah,
you were
I
paying
know.
$300, now you're paying $150 more. So,
yeah, Thomas,
yes,
I understand that. You don't have to keep telling me about the cost. I was a math whiz.
Mm-hmm.
I am still a math whiz. So you're saying without this, even with my credentials at the end of the year, I can't I'm still going to have to pay a fee in order to make changes to my website.
Yes. and that would be yearly costs, $300 to $400 for the maintenance, in which my team will do the maintenance for you, and they will be available 24/7.
Yeah, but you're saying if I did it myself with the credentials, because you're going to provide me with my credentials.
We will provide you with the credentials no matter what. If you're paying $300 only, we will still provide you with the credentials, but you won't be able to make the changes because you would require coding to it. Just to make it easier, we have created the software, which is called Content Management System. So you will have that.
Okay.
And that's what for just like $100.
Okay. That's where the cookie crumbles right there.
And it's for just $100. Just wanna. It's usually for $150, and I'm making it $100. I'm not giving you a discount from the computer. I'm giving you a discount from my side, personally.
Okay, so $200, $600, I pay $450.
Yeah, that's
today.
About it.
Okay. All right.
Let's do it.
And I'll always have that service there. I should not see any other fees in the future.
Beautiful.
For
the
use of my software, correct?
Yes. Okay, let's do one thing. Let me make it more easier for you and more good for you.
I'm sorry?
Let me make it more easier for you and more better for you, and you'll be happy listening to this. So come to my website and look at the property.
Oh, I lost you. Hello, hello. Hello?
Sally?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Why do I keep moving?
I don't know what's happening. I'm using a hard phone and still... I keep losing. Okay, so just what I was saying is, just visit my website. I've got something good for you.
Okay, you're. I hear something about your website. You've got something good for me. What is that? What are you saying?
So come to the packages again and look at the professional one again that you're purchasing.
Okay, I just did that. I just refreshed, and I'm going back there. Yes.
So you are paying almost you're exactly paying like $600 for the professional website package, right?
Right, right.
So instead of professional, I'll give you elite. So you're already paying $600. And in the elite, mobile responsiveness is there, CMS is also there, additional things like online reservation and an appointment tool, which would be helpful for your business. Instead of 5 pages, it will be a 10-page website. So there are some additional things coming with it. So instead of professional, I'll give you the elite one because you're already paying $600.
For $600.
Yeah. Makes sense?
Okay, hold on. I'm going through here. 10 pages.
Yeah.
So my business is about to blow up. In Thomas's eye. Mobile responsive, online reservation, appointment. Okay. Lead capturing.
Yeah, lead capturing is, let's say I'm on your website, and it's asking me to put down my name, my number, and an email. Once I do that, then I capture the lead. I have this information saved in the system. So just like you did yesterday, you came on the website, you provided us your name, number, email, and a short message. That is how we captured your lead. So we had your information. I could have called you myself today or tomorrow or whenever. So that is how you'll capture the leads and contact your clients.
Okay, I'm looking, why am I missing CMS? Maybe my scroll is too fast. I don't see it on here.
You don't see it?
Complete WC certified.
Even I cannot see it. Let me just type an email and add these features and send it in the document so you have that saved. Yeah, yeah, you cannot see it because it's not there, and I will add that on the website.
All right.
Package. So right below online payment integration, I'm typing content management system. Okay, the things that you see in the bracket, like optional, so optional means if the client needs it. If the client needs it, they can take it. If they don't need it, it's okay. It's like optional means, right, like we are offering, but that's the client's choice. Right?
Okay. Yeah. They're available to use.
Yes. Okay, costs $600, out of which you're paying $450 up front. Perfect. I'll send that to you in the chat. Oh, sorry, in the email. Take a look.
Okay. I will.
This is just for your good. I was thinking, like, if you're already paying, like, $600, so why not you just go ahead and get the Elite? Because we give, like, some discounts on all of the packages, so why not? Like, that's my duty to give you the best offer. So that's why I'm giving you a $200 off on the Elite one, and I'm giving you the best possible package.
Okay. All righty, and complete, and where do I find, okay, content management system, got it. All right.
Got it?
Yep.
Beautiful.
You just got me to spend, it's really $100 more, so, okay, you're good. You're good, Tom. You're good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Just helping you out.
All right. So, again, you need the credit card information again?
No. I just need your authorization so I can forward this to the billing, ending with 0628.
0628. I don't know this one by heart. Yep, that's it.
Beautiful. Please hang in a moment. Pursuing online, ma'am, you there? Hello, Sally, you there?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I forwarded it, and they'll charge it, and I'll give you the confirmation. It is processed right away. And the next call...
Why does it say 481? Why does it say 481?
I'm sorry, come again?
Why does it say $481 and not $450?
Oh, it should be 8% of the taxes, but if the 8% applies, it should be $486, not $481. So you might have received two more payments of $2.50 and $2.50. Please confirm me if you've received those.
I'm in the state of Delaware. We don't have taxes.
But we are located in, like, California, so it's based out of California state. The bank always charges the 8% on top of the payment that you're paying. But the package cost is $450. That's a one-time only. Yeah. So the bankers are charging it. Yeah.
Tom, I make lots of purchases from all over this nation, and we do not pay sales tax. Even via the computer or telephone, we don't pay sales tax.
Are you guys tax exempted?
We pay payroll taxes for our state. I don't pay California state taxes. I don't live there. I'm not. We don't pay them when we make purchases from other states.
Okay, but I have never heard this from any client in my entire tenure.
And
always, Okay,
never been
this
charged California state taxes before either.
Yeah, and I make lots
of purchases via the internet.
So you on the e-commerce websites, you don't pay the taxes? Like, how it's possible? Like, I always do. Like, if I'm purchasing anything from an e-commerce store, so by the end of the, like, when I'm paying a cost for it, when I'm shipping the order, then there's a tax which is applied, and we have to pay it to process the order. That's a sales tax, ma'am, which applies on the payment, online payments. That's a sales tax only. That's for the state of California, 7.8%.
You guys need to move out of California.
I will. I'll schedule a call with the finance guy in a bit, like in a day, or if he is available today. So you can go ahead and have a chat with him. You can let him know, like you can tell him, like what have you been doing, like what's the reason that you don't pay taxes. So if it's possible, of course, we can go ahead and refund you that $30 or whatever was charged, 7.8% off. $450. That will be refunded to you, no problem at all. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
You have my word, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just wait for the
cost. I had no intent of paying.
Because we don't tell this to the clients until they ask for it. We just like charge. Yeah, in my system, it's only $450. But from the billing, it was like plus taxes. So that's something happened. And let's say if you were paying, for example, if you were paying me like $5,000 for a bigger package, and if I apply taxes on it, then it's a very good amount, you know?
Yeah.
Then the client gets upset. And I've seen it. But only because they don't know. Like when they know, but when they know, they're like, oh, okay, sales tax, yeah, fine, it's okay. We live in the United States. Anyway, ma'am, it was really nice doing business with you. So the next email that you get, that would be from project manager, a welcome email. Just like the email that you received yesterday, that was for another client, but today it will be for you with your name on it. So you have to approve that and create a login over there, and that's our portal on which you will be added. Like, that is called Teamwork. So on Teamwork, you will be receiving all of the feedbacks, all of the updates. You can provide us the feedback over there if you want to speak to anybody. It's an open source platform. You can speak to your project manager. You can speak to your designer. You can speak to your developer. If you want to speak to me, you can come to the chat. Talk to me right away.
Okay. Sam Jones replied to this message. Okay, that's yesterday. So
yeah, that was for yesterday. Just wait for it. It will come shortly,
okay.
Like within 20-30 minutes. All right.
I'm deleting Sam Jones so I don't get confused for yesterday.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much for the business. We'll talk again.
Okay. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
Look forward to doing business with you guys. Thanks.
Sorry?
I said I look forward to doing business with you guys.
Absolutely. I look forward to do that same. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.